when I met with Moore Engineering, I went down to Fargo. We talked about that. He said, okay, let's go through the project. And he went through the project and was, I just wanted to make sure that I was, we were both on the same page. The way I brought it up is, okay, in the water that goes through my land immediately after a rain, I'm guessing encompasses about two sections, and that's immediate water. That does cause some flooding. It took out the road twice since I've lived there, and the culvert downstream from the water that goes through my area. So I said, okay, that rainwater comes down through there, and I said, the rainwater falls in Hobart Lake also. Yeah, okay. I said, whose water is that? Well, he wasn't sure, a little hesitated, and well, that's nobody's water. I said, well, whose water is that in Hobart Lake? That's nobody's water. I said, okay, now if I sign this easement, you're gonna run nobody's water. Now it's if I sign this easement, now I'm agreeing with the county that it's county water. And that's gonna come down through and mix with nobody's water. So how do you cause or figure who, what water did the damage downstream? So who do you go after if that's the case, signing this easement? Well, later on, I think it was Mr. Froelich here, informed me that that was state water in Hobart Lake. Now, when does it change from state water to Barnes County water? To me, Barnes County's taking on the liability, claiming that that's their water. Okay, let's get on state water. Now, Barry Borg has bought and paid for this land, and now their lake rises, and I think it's in the paper, it said about 100 acres is underwater. Now, if that's state water, then what's under the state waters? The land underneath is state land. So now Barry Borg, he has been paying property taxes on state land now for about 8-10 years. Now I'm supposed to have sympathy for Barry and the elevators over there, which I do. I, like I said, I'm for this project 100%. But where's the sympathy on the county's hands of charging him property tax on that water that is really basically state land? The only way that becomes his land, again, the way I understand it, is for that water to recede. Now it comes back to Barry. To me, that's not fair. When people start accusing me of not having sympathy for my neighbors, neither does the county. Where we're at now is we've worked out everything, pretty much except meeks and bounds, that I want that identified, and the term of this easement. To me, that's unreasonable. It's not realistic. It's not common sense. That's way overboard. We've got a perfect example, Sandburn Lake. All that has taken place now, and the water isn't even up to the pipe now. It's the first time that's ever been drained, and Hobart will be the first time it's ever been drained, and it'll probably never happen again. And Mr. Heeb here says that that's a dead issue over there. Okay, I seen some of those easements that they signed a couple of years back, and if I remember right, they're a permanent easement forever, and the project is pretty much dead now because of two people that haven't signed easements. So this whole project worked out perfectly, but by accident. So we don't know what's going to happen into the future, and that's the argument that I've been getting from the other side on these easements, and that's the argument I've been using. So I think that this it's a good project. It's going to be completed. It's a fail-safe project. To me, I'm offering 5 years with the option to renew. And it doesn't say one option to renew one time. It doesn't say two. Any lawyer would say that's open for multi-renewals. I'm against a forever. That's unrealistic. It's immoral. Someday this is going to come back on you guys. You're going to find yourself in my position right now as a landowner. And Josh Johnson, I sold him that land. I was looking at all these easements on that perspective. Now I'm down to only about 250 to 300 feet that I have left over after I sold all that land. Another thing I want to point out is I'm not getting one dime. And I know it's been around in the coffee house. Oh, Keith Colby, he's going to make a fortune on this one. Whenever you get into business deals, there's, I suppose there can be some conflict and stuff, but I don't hold any grudges on anybody.